You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. Tis the season when donors make gifts to charities and nonprofits. Some of those can be pretty valuable, like, for example, vehicles. And listener Mark Eastman from East Palo Alto wants to know,
what happens to cars that get donated to charitable organizations?
Mark contacted us through Hey Area, where we find answers to questions you ask. KALW's Janae Darden looked into where these cars go. And for the record, KALW accepts vehicle donations.
I'm in an East Oakland neighborhood right outside of the Fruitvale area. It's a breezy, sunny afternoon, and kids are tossing a basketball into a hoop on the sidewalk. I'm here to meet Pat Kesey, who lives in a house on the block.
Hey, baby, come on in.
Yes, Pat Kesey is my mother. We walk into her living room with shiny wooden floors and a framed picture of Maya Angelou on her end table. I'm here to talk to her about cars, specifically a blue 1976 Camaro.
I got that Camaro when I was pregnant with you, and I was at the time living in San Jose. It was my first car. It was sporty, and every time I took it out, you know, someone admired it. It was just a fun car.
I remember being 5 years old and going on drives around Oakland to visit relatives. On the way home, I'd fall asleep in the cream-colored leather seats. My mom drove that car for a good 10 years before it started breaking down in 1989. It sat in her garage for decades. Eventually, she decided to donate the car to charity because
it was going to cost too much to get it repaired.
What was the condition of the car when you donated it?
It was inoperable. All the tires were flat. The handles on the windows were no longer working. It was just in bad shape.
Even though it was in bad shape, it was still worth something. So my mom donated her car to Cars for Kids.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Yes, that Cars for Kids. Forgetting the jingle is a challenge. The process for donating the car, not so much.
I found it easy. Everything was done online. They asked specific questions, you know, make, model, the year of the vehicle, and they do want to know the condition. And so I put that information in and got an email back very quickly from them about the company that would be towing the vehicle. It was really an easy, easy process.
After the tow truck picked up her car, they brought it to an auto auction. There are car auction houses throughout the Bay Area. Some are only open to car dealers. Some are open to the public. I contacted a number of car auction houses and they didn't respond to my request. So I wasn't able to visit one. But it was at one of those auto auctions that my mom's car was sold.
And how much did it sell for?
It sold for $1,000.
When that blue Camaro sold, Cars for Kids only ended up getting some of that $1,000. And it turns out most charities don't get 100% of the car profits. I wanted to understand more about how this all works behind the scenes with other organizations.
We actually have a car donation partner. They're called Wheels for Wishes, and they're also a nonprofit, but they specialize in car donation.
Elsa Lundy is the development manager at the Bay Area branch of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're at their office in downtown Oakland.
And they take care of everything, you know, picking up the car and towing it and bring it to the auction house and the whole process.
So if I donate a car, let's say you sell it at auction for like $1,000, do you know the percentage you would get?
Usually the cost, they would take up about half of the proceeds would go towards all the towing costs and also marketing costs. But then the net proceeds, half of the money that comes from the car donation does go directly to Make-A-Wish and to the kids that we serve.
Lundy says car donation profits bring in $600,000 in annual revenue to their Bay Area office. That money goes toward helping local children who are critically ill. Donors like those in my mother's situation benefit too.
We tow it within 24 hours, and then you get a pretty sizable tax deduction, at least $500. Even if the car sells for less than $500, you can deduct $500 from your taxes. And if the car sells for more, then you can deduct the sale amount.
That process, from towing to deductions, Lundy says, is essentially how it goes for most nonprofits accepting car donations. helping a good cause, reaping tax benefits. It all sounds great, but not everyone has been happy with their experience. This past spring, Minnesota Attorney General Lori Swanson accused Cars for Kids of misleading donors. She issued a report alleging that over 2 years, the charity raised $3 million in her state. But most of the money went to Cars for Kids' partner organization for Orthodox Jewish kids in New Jersey, not to local children in Minnesota. Attorney General Swanson told CBS News,
I think it's important when people donate to a charity that they have information in terms of where their money's going.
The thing to do is investigate the charity.
That's San Francisco attorney Mark Anderson. He handles auto fraud cases.
One place you can go is the California Attorney General's website. California Attorney General actually regulates charities to make sure that they're not taking the money and running with it.
So that means you can look up information on Cars for Kids, Make-A-Wish, or any other charity before you make a donation.
Charities have to file reports on how much money they're using internally as opposed to giving it away.
Meanwhile, back in East Oakland, my mom is getting ready to donate another car to Cars for Kids.
It's a 1989 240 DL.
This Volvo isn't in great shape. Duct tape holds up the side view mirror that someone knocked off. A layer of dust rests on top of the worn burgundy paint. There's some discoloration on the hood, and it's not running anymore. After 28 years, the Volvo has come to the end of its road.
It's in pretty bad condition on the outside, but the last time I took it in to have it serviced, which was less than a year ago, they said that the motor and all of the inside was clean.
I remember when my mom brought this car home, brand new, and how all of the kids noticed it when she picked me up from school. Now the kids on the block today will notice the car when it gets picked up and towed away. In East Oakland, for Cross Currents, I'm Janae Darden.